Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Ways to Come at the End of a Wank, ranked by hotness. This is, I think, possibly my first attempt to read one that is funny as well as sexy, so I hope it works. Hi, sorry, excuse me. Yeah, sorry to bother you. It's just, I've been thinking quite a lot lately about all the different ways to come at the end of a wank, and I thought slash hoped you might be interested in this list. I've ranked all the possible spaff styles in order of how hot they are for me to see or imagine. Before I begin, it's important to note that every single one of these methods is hot. The baseline here is not hot. The baseline is, let me watch you do it and my cunt will gush. But for what it's worth, here they are in order. Into a sock. Functional, deliberate, kind of scuzzy, A plus. Into a tissue. Likewise with the functional, though this time we're turning the dial up on deliberate towards measured and controlled in a way that, frankly, is a kink in and of itself. I once watched a dude perform the perfect platonic ideal of post-wank tissue jizzing, and I still think about it quite frequently to this day. He got up partway through an extremely vigorous and visually pleasing wank, with a raging, twitching, red-tinged boner, and went to get tissues, which he then neatly folded into a perfect square before returning to beating at his cock. Ah, oh, A plus plus, gimme. Into a cum rag. You own a specific rag or rags specifically to come in at the end of a wank? This piece of cloth is something you have selected or purchased just for this purpose and hidden in a drawer by your computer or your bed so it's ready for use whenever you're horny? Oh, yes. You, my friend, are saving the planet and also melting my knickers. A triple plus, gold star. Up the inside of your t-shirt. You dirty fucker, you. Can't be bothered to get a tissue or a cum rag, so you just point your dick up inside your t-shirt and spaff all over your chest? Filthy. Disgraceful. Help yourself to 12 gold stars and a chocolate chip cookie. Inside your pants. Much like t-shirt just before, just tucking the tip of your dick inside your underwear so you can spunk in it is the epitome of filth. In this case, though, it's made even hotter by the fact that, oh God, I don't know if I can say this aloud without wanking. When you come inside your pants, the spunk squirts right against the fabric and makes a big wet patch. Hotter than hellfire, have a medal. All over your stomach and chest. As the good song says, let it go. Everywhere. All over yourself. Just let rip, go on. Splatter yourself in cum. Now take a bow because you have achieved something so hot that I can only ever commit to watching someone do it in real life if my sex toys are easily to hand so I can run off for a wank of my own. Spraying everywhere, including your own face. You're a dirty slut. And hey, so am I. Have a high five, you filthy fucker. Deliberately trying to spray it into your own mouth. Tastes good, doesn't it? Fuck yeah. The power with which you spray it and the surprised, delighted, slightly ashamed but in a hot way look you might get if a bit lands in your eye and you feel like one of those bukkake heroes you were just watching in porn. Oh yeah. Well done. This is one of the most difficult ways to come on this list, so if you've managed to actually accomplish it, drop me an email and let me know where your nearest high street is so I can dispatch the marching band. Hands-free with a sex toy. I swear on my life this is true. I knew a gentleman who once managed to come while just wearing the hot octopus pulse on his dick. Pulse on dick, pants and jeans on over the top. He turned it on and stood in the middle of his living room casually watching porn. After a mere couple of minutes, he came in his pants, and I quote, like a fucking teenager. When he, who is in his 30s and not used to spaffing this eagerly, told me this story, I was so hot brain focused on the mental image of him pumping jizz inside his underwear that for a couple of seconds I think I lost the power of sight. Do this and you win every prize on the raffle stall at the village fete, plus a handshake from the mayor. Hands free, without a sex toy, just twitching it, I swear I saw someone doing this on cam once. This has stayed with me. Just someone filming themselves doing their party trick. The camera framed their dick resting hard and red against their stomach. Then they used their pelvic floor muscles to twitch it so the head rubbed ever so slightly against the soft, soft skin of their tummy. After 10 or 15 minutes, I skipped forward, it wasn't live and I'm a busy girl, the cock started not just squirting, but fully pumping cum in great sticky rivers. If you can do this, or have done this, you win a trophy and, if you'd like it, my hand in marriage. Into an object or device that you have specifically homemade for wanking purposes. Health and safety first. Obviously, you're far better off buying a sex toy that is specifically designed for you to put your cock in. I recommend the Pulse, as mentioned before, or anything by Tenga and a bunch of other stuff on the sex toy page of my website, girlonthenet.com/sextoys. But, if you know how to make your own wank sheath out of condoms, loo roll and sticky back plastic, then the very fact that you have gone to unnecessary levels of effort in order to get off is close to the top of the leaderboard when we're talking about hot spaff action. So yeah, penultimate on this list of sexy ways to come, into an object or device that you've spent time and effort constructing for the sole purpose of spunking inside it. This could be something as simple as a fleshlight jammed between the sofa cushions, or as complex as anything involving a 3D printer. The hotness comes from the purpose, the goal, the effort you've been willing to put in to constructing something just to make your dick feel good. And although the act of masturbating with this object makes you feel seedy and ashamed, as your strokes get faster and harder and you start to pump cum, suddenly you realise, God, this is so much better than you'd ever imagined when you packed that Pringles tube with Turkish delight. It's so wrong, but so right. So good. So fucking good. For this one, you need no medal. Your victory is reward enough. Inside a sex toy. The grand finale here is the one that combines absolutely loads of the hot things above, like pushing deep into something to jizz, deliberation, making a specific purchase and going to noticeable effort to make your wank feel super fucking good, plus an extra something. If I'm honest with you, this is genuinely a sprinkle of je ne sais quoi. All I know is that on a statistically significant number of occasions, when I've been lucky enough to watch someone squirt their cum inside a fleshlight or a Tenga, they've made this face, like eyebrows slightly turned down at the outside, teeny frown line in the middle of the forehead, mouth open a bit to let out a sigh that hovers somewhere between frustration and satisfaction, followed by a glance down at the object they've just jizzed inside that is equal parts pity and respect. I'm just saying, that's hot on so many levels, there are not yet words in English that can adequately capture what it is. For this, help yourself to nothing less than a Nobel Peace Prize. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or if you would like to buy some sex toys to spunk inside yourself, girlonthenet.com/sex-toys has some recommendations, discount codes, all that kind of stuff. Buying toys from that page helps me keep this site running, and I am incredibly grateful to you for using your wanks to keep me in business.